Chapter 4, Kawla bint Alazwa, 600 to 639 Saudi Arabia. In the early 7th century in Arabia, there lived a little girl named Kawla bint Alazwa. She was the daughter of the leader of her people, and her brother Dirar was a famous soldier. Dirar loved his sister very much. From an early age, he taught her to fight. He wanted her to be as brave as he was, and Kawla was a fast learner. Soon, she was nearly as skilled as her brother. At that time in Arabia, people were discovering the new religion of Islam, and Kawla and her family were some of the first people to follow it. But not everybody was happy with this new religion. Soon, wars began with the Byzantine Empire. Kawla and her brother went to war, following the army of Khalid ibn Walid. But the soldiers told Kawla, "You can't fight with us. You're a woman. Your job is to help the hurt soldiers." One day, Kawla was near the fighting, and she saw her brother. Enemy soldiers pushed him off his horse and pulled him away. He was now their prisoner. Kawla was very angry, and she was frightened for her brother. Quickly, she dressed in black and covered her face. Then she got on a horse and rode straight at the enemy. She killed many of them. The soldiers in Kawla's army were amazed. They started to follow her. Soon, she was leading a large group of soldiers. She saved her brother and many other prisoners. The fighting finished, and Khalid ibn Walid looked everywhere for the brave soldier with the covered face. He found Kawla. She was still wearing her fighting clothes. "Who are you?" he asked. "Show your face." Kawla did not want to show her face, but she did. "A woman," said Khalid ibn Walid in surprise. "But you're a brave soldier. I need you to fight with me." After that, Kawla bint Al-Azwa always fought next to Khalid ibn Walid. For many years, she fought in his army, and she always won. Interesting fact. One day, a Byzantine army caught Kawla. There is a story that the leader of the army asked to marry her. But Kawla said, "I will cut off your head." She and some other women prisoners fought against the Byzantines until Khalid ibn Walid arrived with his army. In the end, Kawla killed the Byzantine leader. She dressed in black and covered her face.